That's a nice question. How is it in heaven? you're all laughing, but it's a very interesting question. Actually, I think I like this one, this question more than all the other questions. So you're laughing. Tell me, how is it in heaven? Peter Dan, give some people, Mataji, who have been laughing, give them the mic. Tell them to answer me the question. Yeah, Mataji, you are laughing. No, answer me the question. How do you think it is in heaven? Give me, tell me more, please. I want to hear how heaven is. Yes, tell me. Well, this question is from a child. There is a heaven. So tell me, how do you see it? Check, ma. Check people talk. Tell me. You are laughing there. I heard it. Tell me, how do you picture heaven? Flash of light. Give the mic to somebody else, Mataji, when you finish. Maybe we will hear a bit. It's good to hear heaven. Give more. I like this answer.
Maybe souls are living in blessed.
That's good. Come, come, give. She finished. Give the. Note one thing. Love is felt with the heart. In heaven, you don't have a heart. The quality of love is felt with the heart. And in heaven, you leave your physical body here. How is it then? You feel the love. There is. Because you are that love itself. You see, there is not a feeling of love, but you become love. That what resides deep inside of you, it is love. You can just an expression of that love through feeling. Because you have a heart, you have a mind. But once you are in heaven, there is no mind, there is not a physical heart. You become itself the love. Go on, give the mic here. Hey, we are doing a satsang now. We have to participate together and tell. Translation. Mayuren, how do you see heaven? I like to ask him a question. Wildest expectation.
However much I can imagine my expectation of fulfillment, it's much more than that and more than that.
Ah, good. Here, anybody who knows about heaven, please tell. In the plane?
On the plane, or physical. Somehow connection. And in that way, perhaps it is some kind of work or whatever. I mean,
So by being near to God, you mean sometimes He puts you in hell and then sometimes He lifts you into heaven, eh? Yeah, Mataji.
Well, I ask myself if heaven is a place at all, or if it's more like a state of soul. And the other thing is a question, as my answer, if there are kind of individual heavens, that every soul experiences heaven as something individual, like a Muslim might see it's different, like a Buddhist or someone without a religion. So it maybe depends on the level where you are.
Very good answer, Mataji, actually. She have given a very interesting answer, because that's what would be the answer that I would have given. There is different heavens. There's not only one heaven. There are different stages of heaven. You see, when people talk about heaven, they talk about one heaven. But there's many, many stages of heavens. Being human, you experience heaven within yourself. When you realize yourself, you come to a state of bliss. This is also heaven, where the mind don't exist. Because the mind dwell on this level, the physical level. So the moment you transcend the mind, you are lifted to another consciousness. And this level of consciousness, you realize that the beauty that one is looking into the divine is here. There is no different for a person who have realized the divine of being in heaven or here. The only point is that here you play the role of limitation, whereas there you're not bound by limitation. So in reality, there's no difference whether you are here or in heaven. And heaven is another state and another stage of realization. Like I said, there's many levels of heaven, there's many worlds. You know, when you leave this plane, in the Hinduism, for example, we talk about Shivaloka, Brahmalok, Anandalok, Vaikuntha, you know, Goloka. These are different lokas, which is also heaven in itself. Some are inferior and some are superior. But nevertheless, in that state, it's always bliss. There is a sublimation of love itself. You don't feel love as individual, Mataji, again, but you feel love as being you, as love. Still, you keep your individuality. So that's how it is in different heavens. There is still a certain individuality that stays, but the individuality of the soul, the identity of the soul. The identity of the soul doesn't mean that it is you here. The soul has a supreme identity, which keep the individuality of it. And the supreme identity, when the Lord Himself choose to, if in these heavens you are happy enough, then He will, then you go back into where you come from, fully. Complicated to understand, huh? Sorry if I break all your understanding of heaven. But there is also heavens where you see nice flowers and little angel flying around. And there is also a heaven where it's dark. But they will not call it heaven, they call it hell. It's funny how people visualize heaven, because each and individual, they have a certain image of how it have to be. Even the scriptures talk about heaven is a place where there is no misery. But what causes misery is our own fashion of the mind, no? But the state where there's no misery, which means if you transcend the mind, you awake into the consciousness, then a new world reveals itself to you. Here, not there. You don't need to die for that. That's why we have Jiva Mukt, which means people which is liberated still being in the physical body. You have saints and sages, they're all liberated, they're all living in heaven, but being here. Because then you realize that there is no difference between heaven and here. Here is heaven, but you make it hell by how you think about it.